Welcome to the Birkett Long Lawcast. With me today is David Temperton, who is a solicitor in the Commercial Real Estate Department at Birkett Long. Today he's going to be talking about lease negotiations and in particular repairing obligations. And this is particularly relevant because of the upturn in the economy, which will mean there'll be more people who will be wanting to take on commercial leases for new businesses. David.
Yes, there is one thing that you must get right when you're negotiating a lease is the repairing obligation. Landlords usually require the tenants to take on a full repairing and insuring lease. This, I would suggest, is not appropriate in all cases.
Can you tell us what the significance is of a repairing obligation in a lease?
With any lease which you will take on, the landlord will expect you to keep the property in a state of repair. Normally, he would expect a full repairing and insuring lease. The obligation then would be for you to keep the property in good repair. Not only that, if the property is not, at the time of the lease, in good repair, there will be an obligation on you to put it in good repair. Therefore, it is essential that you know what you're taking on from the outset. What I would recommend is that you get a surveyor to give you a formal report. He might highlight things showing that the property is in a state of disrepair. You must then go back to the landlord and ask him to deal with those items of disrepair.
Is this something an individual can do, or do they really need the services of a solicitor here?
You can come to us once you've agreed basic heads of terms, that is, agreeing items such as the rent you're going to pay, the length of the lease, and the repairing obligation. But you can always make it subject to survey so that you then have a chance to go back to the landlord and say, well, look, this isn't in good repair. We can assist in recommending a surveyor. You would need a good surveyor who knows commercial property rather than residential.
If it gets to the end of your lease and you are presented with a big bill for dilapidations, what can you do about it?
Well, firstly, you can write out a cheque for whatever the landlord demands and pay it. But I suggest that's not the right way of going about things. You should then employ a surveyor to act on your behalf. He will look at the various items of disrepair which are highlighted by the surveyor, and he will recommend that you should negotiate those points and negotiate the cost downwards.
If someone came to you wanting to take on a lease that was only, say, between 3 and 5 years, what would your advice be regarding the repairing obligation?
Well, I would suggest in those circumstances that a full repairing lease is rather onerous for a 5-year or 3-year term, and it would be far better for the tenant to negotiate a lease on a basis of a schedule of condition. That is, that you would produce a schedule, and this can be written or it can be by way of photographs, showing the current state of the property and agreeing that you will keep the property in the same state and condition for the term of the 3 or 5 years.
Thank you, David. If you would like to speak to David, you can reach him on 01206 217 310 or email him at david.temperton@birkettlong.co.uk.